The Peppa Pig theme park opens in North Richland Hills on March 1st, just 3 days away. Local Profile got a first look at the park, and here's the lowdown on what you need to know. What is it? Peppa Pig theme park is the second, well, Peppa Pig theme park, with the first being in Winter Haven, Florida. The park has rides, shows, meet and greets, playgrounds, play areas, sand pits, a splash pad, a maze, a movie theater, a diner and a gift shop, featuring Peppa, her brother George, Mommy Pig, Daddy Pig and all their friends. According to those we spoke to at Peppa Pig Theme Park Dallas, Fort Worth, the park is aimed at preschool-aged kids, the show's prime viewing audience. But we think kids up to around 7 or so could still have fun, especially if they're going with younger siblings. Parents can have a good time, too. We did. One thing excellent theme parks do is shut out surrounding environments to help create a magical, immersive experience. This photo was taken from an adult's eye level, but children shouldn't be able to see any of the surrounding buildings. Photo: Brian Ashcraft, Local Profile. Where is it located? The theme park is at 8851 26 Boulevard, North Richland Hills, which is about a 35-minute drive from Legacy West, depending on traffic. Parking is on-site and free. How were the rides? And what ages are suitable? Peppa Pig theme park has 5 rides. Mr. Bull's High Striker. Based on the Carnival Hammer game, the ride moves slowly up towards the bell and then slowly down. Height requirements. The minimum height requirement is 34 inches, and guests under 43 inches must be accompanied by a rider aged 14 and up. Who's it best for? If your kid doesn't like heights, you might want to skip. Peppa Pig's Balloon Rider. This ride takes visitors up to a higher vantage point where they can get a view of the entire park. You ride in a small basket that could fit 3 or 4 guests. Get a view of the whole park. Photo: Shoko Ashcraft, Local Profile. Height requirements. Guests under 51 inches need to ride with a guest aged 14 and up. Who's it best for? We saw kids as young as 2 enjoy the ride, but parents should gauge how their children's sensitivity to heights. Granddad Dog's Pirate Boat Ride. Guests ride in little boats that slowly go in a circle a la an aquatic merry-go-round. Ahoy! Photo: Brian Ashcraft, Local Profile. Height requirements. Guests under 43 inches must be accompanied by a rider aged 14 and up. Who's it best for? This ride seems best for little bitty kids, 2 years old and up, as well as first-time amusement park goers. Grampy Rabbit's Dinosaur Adventure. A 2-seater dinosaur, 1 seat for a small kid, and the other for the accompanying older rider, leisurely takes guests around on a track. Height requirements. The minimum height requirement is 34 inches, and guests under 47 inches must be accompanied by a rider aged 14 and up. Who's it best for? Like the pirate boat, this ride is ideal for younger riders, 2-year-old children and up. Daddy Pig at the Wheel. Photo: Brian Ashcraft, Local Profile. Daddy Pig's Roller Coaster. A surprisingly quick and fun roller coaster. You make 2 trips around the track. Height requirements. The minimum height requirement is 36 inches. Who's it best for? Conceivably a 3 or 4-year-old child could ride it, but that depends on the kid. When I think back to the types of rides our children rode at ages 3 or 4, the rides didn't feel as fast. According to Jeremy Agulin, the park's general manager, it's designed for smaller kids to be my first roller coaster. As a grown adult, I enjoyed this ride much more than I had any reason to and wanted to ride it multiple times. Older kids, aged 6 and up, will probably like this one best. Jeffrey Seifert of theme park industry site Amusement Today told Local Profile that Daddy Pig's roller coaster had nice gentle forces, but still enough thrills without being too intense, adding that the cars were big enough for parents. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Local Profile, at Local Profile Techs, how long the ride waits. Since local profile visited on the media day, we don't know say for sure, but Agulin told us that at the original Florida location, the line for popular rides like Daddy Pig's roller coaster can be 30 to 45 minutes. The wait time does get reduced as staff have more experience getting guests on and off rides, he added. But for Daddy Pig's roller coaster, there are photo opportunities while you wait. Guests walk through Peppa's house, and they can pose for photos on the family sofa and play in the kitchen, helping make the wait time faster. We expect the longest lines at the roller coaster because visiting Peppa's house was also a highlight. Other activities for kids: Peppa Pig's Treehouse. Photo: Brian Ashcraft, Local Profile. Besides the rides, there are also several play areas and playgrounds, including Peppa's Pedal Bike Tour, Campervan, George's Fort, Peppa Pig's Treehouse, Rebecca Rabbit's Playground, Grandpa Pig's Greenhouse, Madame Gazelle's Nature Trail, Granddad Dog's Sand Play Area, Muddy Puddle's Splash Pad. Note that George's Fort has a maze. The hedges are low, so adults can see where their kiddos are, but children should have a blast running through them, trying to find the fort. Rebecca Rabbit's Playground has a covered play area. Photo: Brian Ashcraft, Local Profile. Most of the areas are partially covered. When it gets hot, and this is Texas, so it will get hot, kids can cool off in the indoor Peppa's Pedal Bike Tour, where they can ride tricycles around a track. In that area, there is also a camper van that they can play in. The bike tour area is also divided into an area for even smaller kids. Photo: Brian Ashcraft, Local Profile. Note: you are not supposed to bring food and drink into this area. There are 4 changing stations to get kids in and out of bathing suits. Photo: Brian Ashcraft, Local Profile. The splash pad is open with the temperature is above 71 degrees. Where parents with little kids should start? If you are bringing a small child, probably the splash pad would be your best bet, as we imagine that will get packed. The sand pit and rides like Mr. Bull's High Striker, Granddad Dog's Pirate Boat Ride, or Grampy Rabbit's Dinosaur Adventure would be good starting places. Where parents with bigger kids should start? If the line is short, make a beeline to Daddy Pig's roller coaster. Your kid will want to ride it again, and again, and again. I know I did. Are there food and drink options? Food can be purchased at Miss Rabbit's Diner, including pizza, brisket sandwiches, salads, fruit and milkshakes. You can eat in the diner or at the adjacent picnic tables. The diner is absolutely adorable. Photo: Brian Ashcraft, Local Profile. There is also Mrs. Cow's Milkshake Shack near the balloon ride and Mr. Potato's Showtime Arena. While the milkshake shack wasn't open, we did try the milkshakes and they were good. Photo: Brian Ashcraft, Local Profile. What about dietary restrictions? The staff at Miss Rabbit's Diner have lamented sheets that show which meals have wheat, milk, egg, soy and fish. None of the food have peanuts, crustaceans or sesame seeds. The popcorn uses coconut oil. Yes, you can bring outside food and drink. Good news. Guests can bring small, handheld coolers with outside food. Ideally, the park wants guests to fit outside drink in the cooler, but as Agulin pointed out, this is Texas, it gets hot and we know that guests might not be able to find their drinks in the cooler. When kids, or parents, need to take a break, going to theme parks can be tiring. The cinema is a good place for a breather. There are big pillows and Peppa Pig plays on the big screen. The cinema is an ideal place to cool down and relax. Photo: Shoko Ashcraft, Local Profile. Certified Autism Center and Inclusive. As Local Profile previously reported, Peppa Pig Theme Park Dallas-Fort Worth received accreditation as a Certified Autism Center, CAC, from the International Board of Credentialing and Continuing Education Standards, IBCCES. Staff are trained on sensory, environmental and emotional awareness. The park has a quiet room that can be accessed through Miss Rabbit's diner, with low lighting and, if needed, a weighted blanket. Peppa Pig Theme Park also has wheelchair access ramps. Download the sensory and accessibility guides here. Are there any stage shows? There are 4 shows each day. Please check the listings. The shows are in the covered Mr. Potato's Showtime Arena. Photo: Shoko Ashcraft, local profile. Can we meet Peppa? Not only can you meet Peppa, you can meet George, too. There are 4 meet and greets each day. Ticket prices. Tickets can be purchased at the park's Ticket Widow or online. We recommend buying your ticket in advance as the park limits the number of guests to prevent overcrowding. Guests can choose from several ticket options, including the Peppa Pig Theme Park Annual Pass, priced at $99.99. This pass offers unlimited access to the park starting on March 1, 2025. Standard park admission will start at $27.99, depending on the day, or lower-priced tickets at $22.99 for admission after 1 p.m. but ticket prices are dynamic. For March 1, for example, online ticket prices start at $39.99. Additional packages are available with add-ons, including admission plus Peppa Pig ears. For the ultimate experience, the My First Theme Park package offers admission along with exclusive park merchandise, starting at $49.99. Kids will have a great time. Photo: Brian Ashcraft, local profile. Typically, the park is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 7 days a week, but it is closed on certain days. Check the official site for tickets and hours before you go. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.